it looks really positive. It's you know, they had a tough time at the Isle of Man this year with the weather. Personally, I think they did really well to get through the schedule like they did and get the track time that we got. Especially, you know, myself being a newcomer, I was quite happy with that. But then they've obviously used that in previous years, and it just looks like yeah, it looks really positive. You know, there's the sort of the transition into the afternoon and morning session, as well as these evening sessions, and it just gives you that bit more scope to get the track time in that's required for everybody, to get everybody up to speed safely. And yeah, I think it's a really good move.
They extended the schedule as well to include more rest days. You know, for you as a rider, you know, what does that mean for you? Because then you've got, you know, I think it's 2 days or 3 days, and then you've got that rest day. You've got that time to relax with your team, make whatever changes you need, or even, I don't know, explore. But I don't know, you tell me, what does that extra rest day mean for you?
Yeah, it just gives you the time just to, it's, you know, it was really intense the fortnight this year because of the weather. So those rest days will just give the team, if you can have the bike ready, then it just gives you that time to relax. And it is just you know, just take a minute, maybe go to the beach and or go down the prom and just chill out and sort of reset, recharge the batteries for 24 hours. And or on the flip side, if you've not had a particularly good practice week, then it's allowing you then to have a day to work on the bike where you're not pushing to get to technical and through. And it again, so benefiting everybody, and also not just us riders, you know, the team, you know, our teammates within our team, mechanics, and also the marshals and the officials. Everybody's working, you know, everybody sort of looks at the riders. But you know, the marshals have stood out there day after day after day without a rest. Again, a tough one for them this year, and this just gives them an opportunity just to rest their eyes and get some decent sleep in. And that all makes a difference to everybody, a good night's sleep and not having to be up sharp for road closures, etc. So yeah, again, it looks really positive. Very excited about coming back next year. Should be great.
I know we've just come out of racing season. Looking ahead to next year, have you already started planning?
Yeah, we've got plans well underway for our TT next year. We've, you know, got some small changes that we're making to our bike. Just trying to progress from this year, so nothing too major. But we were literally talking about those changes as we were on the boat home from the Isle of Man this year. That's kind of how it works. So yeah, but we've got wheels in motion, and we're really looking forward to 2026.